Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is Paul Lawrence Vann, host of the Wealthy Speaker Show, welcoming you to another outstanding show because we have an outstanding guest. But before we get started, I want to provide you with the guest call-in number. It's area code 646-595-4797. I'll give that to you again because I want you to get this number and call in with your questions. And the number again is 646-595-4797. And this evening my guest is an outstanding creativity expert. He also works in the area of multiple intelligence creativity. And I also want to say that he also is going to share his 7-step method of the creative transformation. And I want to welcome you all. I also want to let you know that we have the web chat line that's available as well, and this will give you an opportunity to ask any questions or have any comments that you may have. And without further ado, I want to introduce to you Pascal Kingrob. Pascal, good evening, and how are you doing?
I'm just feeling wonderful being with you and all the public, all the audience, you see.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I appreciate you being on the call, because you're calling in. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from the state of Mexico, 2 hours out of Mexico City, from a wonderful magic place in the mountain.
Oh, wonderful. I know it's beautiful. It's beautiful there. I know it's beautiful there.
I all invite you to come here soon. Yes.
All right. I like that. And I also have on the line, I have Connie Harriman. Connie, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Paul? It's good to talk to you again.
Oh, fantastic. Glad to have you both on tonight. We're going to have a good time, and I like to tell everybody that because that's what's going to happen. And so I'm honored to have you both on tonight. And Pascal, please welcome, and it's really great to have you on here, and please provide some insight about your phenomenal background so our listeners can learn more about you.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, you might hear my strange accent. I'm a Swiss, actually, but since 10 years I live more in Mexico. I was an economist from the University of Basel, Switzerland, but
yes.
I was not really happy there and was kind of lost, you know. I did, as a lot of us, we do what they told us, and we run after the money. That does not come if we run after it. Okay. So one day I knew theater, and I began a theater career. Quite successful. I worked with very good people, like Yoshio Ida from the Peter Brook Company in Paris.
And, yes.
This is like my second career, mostly in theater. I played also in movies. In movies, what I did here lately in Mexico. I acted in the movie called, they call it Bandida. It was a Salma Hayek.
I saw that movie.
Yeah, you saw that?
I saw that movie. Yes, I like that movie too.
You did?
I like that movie, They have some great producers in that movie.
The producers did?
Yeah, the producers are really great. They really produce a great movie there.
You know more than me. I just did my creative job. That's from I tell you that because from this acting background, I have all of my creative skills. And then my third career was that the theater and the acting opened my world to the more spiritual part. And I learned that to help people. I studied kinesiology and other therapy methods. So these are my three fields that brought me where I am today.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. And I would take it that you are really thoroughly enjoying what you're doing today.
I think this is the most important thing, maybe like never before in history, that we really love what we do.
Yes, the passion.
Passion, of course. Like, yes, Connie, when Connie speaks, that's where we met. That's why we made the working partners, because when she talks, you can hear that too. Isn't it, Connie?
Yes. Connie passion.
Hey, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Well, I tell you, that is phenomenal, and I know the listeners are really going to enjoy this and learn more about you. And as I stated before, we are honored to have you on the Wealthy Speaker Show. And I'd like to talk to you a bit about, because I did a little bit of research, I'd like to talk to you a bit about the three repeating dreams that led you to Mexico to make this synthesis of your career. Because dreams, I believe, are very important. So I'd like to talk about that just a little bit, if you will, please.
That's interesting, Paul, because what you say, I did not believe in that before. I was a very intellectual person. I was very good in school. I did all they told me. I even studied. I had good results in my studies, economical studies. And then came these dreams. It was in 1997, 1998, and 1999. Really, this is like the first or second time I am sharing this to the audience, because before I looked at it as something very secret. So I had this dream of a small city I saw, and I was with a family that I did not know, but I just felt wonderful, you know, these dreams when you wake up and it's so real.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did not know where it was, and I must say that I had this dream the night before my birthday, and the next year again, the night before my birthday, and in the third year again. So for the really stubborn one, I thought, something is happening here. What does this tell me, you know? Yes?
Yeah, that is incredible.
And then I did not know what it means, but just it was a lot of things were always drawing me to the not rational side of life, because I was born in a very scientific family, you know, good education, good values. But there was not much of the emotional and the spiritual side. So I had also this strong call. At the same time, I did not know why that I told my friends I have to go to Mexico. I have to go to Mexico. And then when I went there, I met, it was the 31st December of 1999, the last day of the millennium. And I met that Mayan priest on that day, and I just felt like at home. It was in Chiapas, in Mexico.
Yes.
And at night.
Yes, the Mayans have some very rich history there.
Yes. Yes, they have a lot of old knowledge.
Yes.
Understanding knowledge that. That later on helped me a lot. So about my dream, you know, that last night of the last night of the year of the millennium, when we were sitting together, like 10 friends around him, he was just among friends. I knew this was my dream that I had all the time, because we were looking down on the little city. And suddenly I screamed and said, yes, this is the dream, this is crazy. I did not understand all what happened. I had to go back to Switzerland, and then kind of a new step in my life began. Yeah.
That's great. And in your dream, Pascal, did you actually see the location that you're currently living in now? In your dream?
No. Now it's again another place where I live, you know?
Yeah.
What I told you was about Chiapas and where I came to.
Wonderful.
It just showed me that something was happened that had a higher sense. And yes, and actually it helped me from there on. All these tools I learned then, because I half a year later I began to travel more and more to Mexico, and I was very close to that person, and I learned a lot. And first I had to learn that I was very, very bad. You know, we always think that we're okay. We are kind of in a lot of trouble. We are in a lot of we are suffering. Now a lot of people have so much fear because of the down economy.
That's correct.
But on the other side, we say, I'm okay. We don't do anything. And this is what was so strong for me when I came there. They just put a mirror in front of my face, and without words, they told me, you are, and now I'm thinking of a very bad word, I don't know, you understand me. You are just wrong. You are just very far away from where you want to be.
Uh-huh.
And then I learned I did a lot of training with them, and a lot of tools I learned that brought me to the work I do today. And I think a lot of these things are now very important in these transition times we live. And one theme is the what I told about a dream I had. You know, we have to have transcendent goals. They give us the power to do whatever we want, to be able to do whatever we want, not depending on the economy.
Sure, sure. The economy is just a part of it.
So there began what we can talk about, you know, like the creative transformation work I do. Yeah.
That's outstanding. Now, I also know, Pascal, that you also work with what's called a will of creativity, and you're an expert in that area. Would you please provide some insight on that as well? I think that's very interesting, a will of creativity. I've never heard of it, first of all, and so I know my listeners would definitely like to learn more about it.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. This will of creativity was the first step of the method of creative transformation that came out around 2003. I did not do it alone. I met other great people in the next years from 2000 on, psychologists and neuroscience psychologists. Raul Cortez, he works with dolphins. I can't go too much in the details of everything. And so we put together a lot of knowledge, and the approach was mainly from the arts. Because I came from an art background, and I wanted to learn more about art. How does this really work? You know, inside what happens inside of me, and I wanted to offer art tools to people more for life and business, and not just for artists. And so the wheel of creativity is a wheel with the nine arts, as we call it, and these arts are for us. The soft skills. If we, for business background, for example, we call the model where we work dance, we call it corporate emotional intelligence, or theater, we call it business theater, music, we call it sound of leadership, and so we have later on developed on the base of this wheel of creativity these trainings these training models for business.
Okay, and then they apply that to the business, make business applications with that, with the wheel of creativity.
Yes, I use it also for, I give reading, lectures, workshops to open public, but also for business.
Oh, great, great. That's very fascinating. I'd definitely like to learn more about that. And I did conduct some research, and I know that you have the multiple intelligence expertise. What does it consist of, and how can it help people maximize their productivity? And that's for the multiple intelligence expertise.
Let's go a bit more into that. I make the bridge from the wheel of creativity. The art, we have found out that the art and the soft skills that are so that everybody talks about today, that we need to develop, yes, they are equal to our multiple intelligences. We know. Uh-huh. I think a lot of us, we have heard that it's not only about the IQ, the how do you say in English, the intelligence, the quotient of intelligence, but how do you say?
Uh-huh, yes.
It's not about only the logic and the mathematical part of the brain.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes. We know that nowadays we need for all kinds of jobs, we need to have developed other skills, the soft skills. So when we train the art, we also train the soft skills and the multiple intelligences. For example, when we talk about music, we work the musical intelligence. When we work dance, we work the physical or the body intelligence, also the emotional intelligence. So we are actually preparing our big potential of skills we have, and that a lot of us we are not using. If you ask me how we can maximize productivity with it,
uh-huh.
I would dare to make the observation that we are in the most of the time we are not here, we are not present.
So we are most people then. Where are people then in that application? If they're not present, are they already in the future, or are they straddling between the past and the present, or the past and the future?
That's it. We are always busy in our brain. We are, as you say, we are going from past to future, sorrows, and we are not really present.
Present. Oh, okay.
We have all heard about the theory of the flow. Csikszentmihalyi. I never know really how to pronounce it. Yeah, the theory of Csikszentmihalyi about the flow. Yeah.
But
if we ask ourselves, are we really in the flow? I think for a lot of us, it's like something up there. It's not easy. I would not say that I'm in the flow the whole day. No, I think that would be much easier, already more easy, the life. But we just can be a bit critical about our evolution, where we are, and say we are not present and not in the flow so much time. So what can we do? And We found out that this is the best training is to train the art, through the art, the soft skills, all this potential we do not use, and automatically then we use we have more tools. Yes? I hope I express myself. We use our body. We use space. We use material. We use values. We talk about the transpersonal intelligence, for example. There enters the spiritual aspect, values. And this makes you just more, you have just more responses, more solutions. A very easy example I like. Imagine now you have the chance to, you lose a job and you have the chance to present yourself, or how you say, to introduce yourself to a new boss. And
so that's reinvention of sorts, a remake oneself. So a person, say if they lose their job, they have an opportunity to perhaps hone some skills, be reemployed, work with a new boss, new employer, and be able to still yield some large results, or huge results for themselves.
And I think we are more and more, we are measured if we are able to, you are a multitasking person, if you are able to be empathic, if you are good communicators, also, what we call multiple communication, good communicators, they manage all these skills. But let me go back to that example I wanted to say. Imagine now you have in front of yourself the door of your new boss.
Yes.
Okay? The door is closed. You open this door. You take in your hand the, the door. You take in your hand the door. Okay, you open the door. And these moments, they are so crucial in life. And we are wasting so many of these moments. You know, another moment can be where you sell something and in partnership. There are a lot of these moments. Just imagine now, the boss sees you the first time, this new manager that has to decide if he wants to work with you. So there you are asked to use so many skills. And a lot of people, you're not aware of that. So you enter the room, you use the skill of the space, you use the spatial intelligence. Then you move your body. You have to know about your expression, your unconscious expression of the body. All your communicational skills, 82% are non-verbal, your movement. Yes, then you go there, you cross the room, you say something, you talk. A lot of us, we have so much potential inside, but we cannot use it. We have never learned how to really use it. So this is my word, to help people.
So that's where part of that transformation takes place. Is that you take an organization or individuals, and you help them transcend that space, that the body modems, the physical aspect, so that they can better utilize those levels of intelligence. Correct?
It is correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now mentioning the individual person and the organization, but we always have to see on those levels. A lot of problems go back to a personal problem. And then we have to give it a goal, define where we want to go, and where we see opportunities and can open up this potential. So people really show amazing changes in productivity, efficiency.
For their transformation. Excellent. Pascal, what would you say is the most difficult aspect of creative transformation for organizations to enable them to survive and strive during the chaos similar to what's happening now with the economy, not only in America but in foreign countries. And again, I'll just rephrase it. What would you say is the most difficult aspect of creative transformation for organizations to enable them to survive and strive during chaos?
I think now a lot of people are entering in fear. There always was fear in the societies, but now there's much more. Sometimes I feel when I was in Europe now, I feel people are like going, they are on attention. They're on attention like every moment it could explode something. There's so much fear, and we just have to remember that in evolution, fear has to do with the limbic brain. That's why creativity is so important now. If we react from that limbic brain, like an animal running away, we will lose more. And these times are now more like on this, or you do it, or you just will lose. You know, if you enter now in fear and, oh, what will happen, and I lost my job, and this is terrible, then you can lose more than there's on the superficial, yeah? But if we use creativity and work with this part of the cortex, of the brain that does the complex decision, then we are on the evolution, yeah? And how do we do that? How do we do that? Training. Because the limbic brain is faster, the connection to there. So it needs the training. So I think this step to really accept that we are not so well maybe. With the picture of the mirror that I mentioned before when I came to Chiapas, Mexico.
Sure.
I began to love that picture of a mirror. You know? This is for me the most difficult thing. Grounding. In my seventh step program that we can mention later, this is also our first step. And you see, I begin now to talk slow because this is the energy we need. We need to sit down and ground and walk and watch in the mirror. Because a lot of coaching that has been done and a lot of work with innovation programs, they're not really based. We don't begin where we know what is the problem really. And we begin to work with people that are not really trained. And we lose so much money with people that are not really engaged emotionally and that do not have developed these personal skills. So this is, and this first step is not easy. Some of you might think, oh no, I don't like this. This is the show. This is part of the show.
Definitely. One of the things I would like to do now, Pascal, is provide some of your contact information. I've already included your website on the web chat so that people can find out. And the way this web chat, it works is that everything that I put into it, I can take it out and provide the web chat comments and information for people later on. So if you could provide some of your contact information, I'll be sure to include it on this web chat so people can see it a little bit later on. So, Connie?
Wonderful. Huh?
That's an improvement on this Blog Talk Radio station. they allow us to now do a few more things. So what I'm doing, I'm including Pascal's contact information so that people can get in contact with him later. Yes, excellent. So Connie has here also the Applied Concepts Creativity.com. Okay. And I would put, if I can put in Pascal's Skype.
Yeah.
Could I put in this Skype information as well? I have that here.
Of course. I wanted to say, Connie, please, the first contact for all of you wonderful people out there would be Connie for U.S. She is
okay,
my representative.